City. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels
good, Central Coast City. How about that then?
Good morning, everybody. How are we today? Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mandy.
How's things? How's things with you? You look awake today.
No, going really well. You know what happened last night? We had dinner as a family at the table. All five of us sat around and we laughed and we talked and we laughed.
Oh.
And it was one of those dinners where you just go, I'm going to put that in my little memory bank.
Yeah.
And any time that things aren't going so well with the family, I'm going to remember that moment.
What a great moment.
So it was really good.
I love those dinner table moments. I don't think we do them enough. In fact, my daughter and I said to her the other day, look, we've been eating dinner on the couch together way too much.
Yeah.
As soon as you finish your exams.
It's easy to do.
Well, she's got all of her study stuff all over at the table, so it's hard to sit at the table.
Oh, right.
But we're going to do a table dinner very soon. But good on you, Rob Palmer. That's the spirit.
Loved it.
Lots going on in today's show. We're going to talk about the HMAS Adelaide. We've got a bunch of really cool kids coming in, our Pocket Rockets. So I can't wait to chat to those guys. We're going to talk about the fire season. There is all sorts of stuff going on in today's show. So I do hope that you can stay with us this morning. Right now it's Queen on 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
107.7. It's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. And it's going to be 19 today. We've got a coastal warning. Massive swell happening around the coast and becoming windy at 11 a.m. 11 degrees at the moment in north of Ochre. And the M1 traffic is looking fantastic. And you know what else is fantastic?
Go on, what?
The secret sound.
Oh, of course it is. What?
That's the secret.
Did I just...
Oh, you've done it again.
Oh, 3 from 3 would have been bad form.
It would have been.
It is at $21,400.
Yeah, that's it. We're trying,
we're trying to
keep up with this thing. It's growing and growing and growing. But we will be playing the secret sound just before 6 o'clock, which gives you time to check those incorrect guesses at 2gofm.com.au.
Important job.
Absolutely. Hey, next we're going to talk about Pauline Hanson and why she needs to please explain. Please explain. Please explain. I can't quite get her voice right.
Please explain.
Oh, that's a bit better. It's 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Morning.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 19 our top today, becoming windy about 11 o'clock this morning. 11 degrees at the moment in Blue Haven. M1 looking good. And Rob, Pauline Hanson has done it again. She's put her foot in it.
Oh.
Or should I say, put her foot on it. She's decided
like
she would.
She did.
Yeah, well, she's decided she'd like to climb Uluru before the cutoff date. It's the last day to climb Uluru has been set for October 26. There's been a transition few years where they've been asking, where the traditional owners have been asking people for many years now not to climb it, and they've been encouraging people to respect the Indigenous population and the Indigenous people and their culture,
yep,
and their spirituality, and not climb the rock. And Pauline's come out and said this.
I can't see the cultural sensitivity when people have been climbing the rock all these years and now all of a sudden they want to shut it down. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Oh, can I just say, all these years, she says.
Yeah.
All these, 200 and something years that the white man has come and settled in this country, in this land. It's just outrageous. Indigenous people have never liked anyone climbing this rock. Can you imagine?
They've said it from the beginning.
Never.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you're persecuted, it's hard to have a voice.
It is, exactly.
And it's only been recently that the Indigenous population of this country have been given a voice.
Mm.
And to not listen and to step on it like that, it's ridiculous.
Well, you'll find this interesting, Rob. Over the last few years, and I'm talking about the last sort of 10 years, only 16% of visitors have climbed it because they've got a sign up saying, please don't climb this. And they educate people and tourists who come there.
Yep.
And they say, this is really important to us, the Anangu people. They say, this is really important to us. We'd prefer it if you didn't climb this. This is our spiritual connection to the land.
Most people
respect that.
Most
right?
people do. If I'm a young idiot and I'm travelling and I go and I see something awesome and I go, oh, I'm not reading signs as a young idiot.
Mm.
I would just go and, you know, it's there. It's, if someone's not there saying this is against the law, then, you know, people are entitled to do it.
It's not just young idiots. Last year, a 76-year-old Japanese Chinese tourist tried.
Idiot.
Well, climbed it.
Yeah.
And he died. So it's actually a safety concern too. And the people around Uluru and the Aboriginal community there have said this is a safety concern. 37 people have died on Uluru since the 1950s.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, we're talking about in the last 70 odd years. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is an unsafe climb. In fact, they shut the climb down if it's over 33 degrees. Yeah. They say it's too hot, it's too hard, it's too slippery. We're not letting people go up there. It's too dangerous. So there's a few reasons why people shouldn't. But the most important one is the spiritual connection for the Indigenous people.
For sure. I mean, if you look at this rock like an apple on a tree, okay, it's been growing on the tree. It's been growing for years. Well, it's a big rock. I don't know how a rock grows, but there's this rock. And then all of a sudden, the rock's ripe. And 200 years ago, little fruit flies come along and they start climbing on the apple. Wouldn't you spray those flies? I'd spray those flies.
Yes, right? I would too.
Pauline Hanson, I'm sure you'd spray those flies.
Yes.
And if you want to get on the rock, you're a fly and we'll spray you. Get off.
Please explain.
Well said.
107.7 TGO. It's Mandy and Rob Palmer's Central Coast local news update. 107.7 2GO.
Central Coast Sport gets a light shined on it next month. You've got the annual Sports Fest, Mandy, coming, returning to Baddow Bay.
Oh, this is good. This is an extravaganza.
It's a free event. Locals can get in there, explore, look around, see what different sports are available to them, what they might like to get involved in. And it's just an eye-opener, really, and an opportunity to gain access to sport in the Central Coast.
It's so fantastic. Now, this is not fantastic news, and I did read about this. This is disappointing. The Vales Point coal-fired power station, it's in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons at the moment. Stats have revealed that sulphur dioxide levels in nearby Waiea have exceeded World Health Organization standards 6 times last year. It exceeded World Health Organization standards. That's pretty huge for people living in Waiea and around the Vales Point power station.
Yeah, you can keep your sulphur dioxide.
Mm.
Thanks. There is good news for Central Coast local health, though. Basically, if you're presenting to emergency with a mental health problem, then you are being seen almost as quickly as those presenting with other issues. So,
well, bravo to Central Coast District Health. That's such a great thing. We're talking about this so much recently, weren't we, about mental health patients not getting seen in emergency.
Starting to identify the importance of mental health in the community. So good on you.
Absolute. That's a win. That's a huge win. Massive swell today. Hazardous winds are expected along our coastline from today. Hazardous surf warning is going to stay in place until at least Saturday. So please take care. No rock fishing.
Don't get out there in a rubber dinghy.
No, and, you know, even surfing. Just, you know, pick your moments, pick your beach, make sure everybody stays safe. That's the message today.
107.7 2GO.
Barnsley! On 107.7 2GO, it's breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 11 degrees in Lake Munmora. 19 is where we're going. We get some sunshine a little later on, but big swell and hazardous winds today for the coast, so please take care. And the M1 looking good. Everyone behave yourselves, and we'll keep it that way all morning. It's been, and I can't believe this, 8 years since the HMAS Adelaide was sunk.
The explosion blew open 16 holes below the waterline, allowing the frigate to take on water evenly.
It was a really big day here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, and sounds like quite an operation to get it right.
It really was. And
you look at the Titanic sink and it broke in half because it didn't go down the right way.
Yeah.
Ka-tunk.
You know, no, it was a huge operation. And it was really emotional too for the old crew of the HMAS Adelaide.
It's the end of a lot of memories. Of course it's emotional, yep.
Yeah, but what people don't know is that was 8 years ago. The mast from the HMAS Adelaide didn't get sunk with the ship. The mast is still lying in a shed here on the Central Coast.
Right.
Waiting for somebody to do something with it.
Wonder why that was. It probably might have been sticking up too high.
Well, that's it. They couldn't put the mast on the... It becomes a hazard. Yeah. So the Central Coast Artificial Reef Association has said, what's going on? Why is there a holdup? This was sunk 8 years ago. What are we going to do with this mast?
So they've still got the mast in the shed.
They've still got the mast in the shed, and they're saying, why don't we put it up at the Skillion? Why don't we put it up somewhere there as a memorial to the servicemen and women?
Right. So they've got ideas for what they want to do with it.
They've got ideas, and some people are saying, hey, why not make it into an art sculpture? I personally think it would be great to leave it lying down and let kids play on it because it's got like a big ladder on it and stuff. And I think back to when I was a kid, I used to love climbing on, you know, old tanks and you know, the military stuff, like the cannons and things and anchors and things. Like as a kid, you just clamber all over that stuff.
I used to love swinging off monkey bars over concrete too, but no one does that anymore.
Well, anyway, there's a few suggestions for this thing, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought, I just don't want it to be lying there in a shed and becoming that item that you wanted to make into something, but you never made into something.
I've got, funny you should say that, Mandy, because I have an exact item.
Have you got a mast?
It could be. No, it's not. It's timber. Yeah. Well, when I was an apprentice, right, back in the day, I swapped a guitar that I was no longer playing.
Yes.
With another guy who had a slab of Australian red cedar.
Wow.
A slab of it. It's like when you take a section out of the tree.
Beautiful.
Oh, like top to bottom. And this thing's a gorgeous piece of timber. And I thought, I'm going to make something out of that for sure. So I've put it in the garage thinking about what I do. Thought, I know, it's a perfect, it's basically a coffee table top without even doing anything. So it's, you know what? Where I saw it last year? In my shed, still waiting to become a coffee table.
Yes.
This thing has dodged, I don't know how many council cleanups because Gwen keeps going, when are you going to do it? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. So I can see where the council's coming from holding onto this mast.
Yeah.
Because they know that they want to do something with it. They're just working on it.
How many of us have got things that we're hanging on to because we want to make them into something else?
I'm sure plenty.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure plenty of people.
I've got a silver dress at home that I have been committed to making into a skirt, like chopping it in half, and I have not done that, and I reckon it's 10 years old.
Yeah, don't call me a hoarder because I plan to do something with this. 107.7
2GO. 19 our top today. In Alison right now, it's 11. We are going to get some big swell and hazardous winds today for the coast, so please take care. 11 o'clock this morning, we should see those winds kick in. That means the M1 will be, a little bit treacherous as well, so everybody take care on the roads. At the moment, things looking good. This is looking good. I'm really pleased that after Coles has brought out the little mini shop plastic things recently and the Woolworths has brought out their little ooshy things, the plastic things.
Yep.
Both supermarket chains have been under fire for creating more plastic that'll end up in landfill. Yep.
Every parent understands the obsession with those things too.
Yeah.
And before you know it, there are 1,500 of them in your top drawer.
My daughter's 21. She's still got ooshies. She's got them lying around the house, you know. So
I didn't have Coco pegged for an ooshie collector.
Well, you know, the kids love them no matter what the age, but I hate them because I think they're going to end up in landfill. And yesterday I was telling you about Woolworths and how their next campaign is going to be giving out seeds and plants so that kids can start thinking about the environment.
Yes.
Right? This is great news. Now, Coles has come out and said it's going to sign long-term contracts for electricity with 3 new solar farms. Now, I think this is fantastic because, honestly, these big businesses have to start using renewables so that everybody follows suit.
For sure. Well, you know, with big companies, they do follow the individual, the public's demand for things, right?
Yep.
And, you know, even if they're not doing it quick enough, if we all engage in a bit of solar, right? And then they see that the people that they're trying to sell to are behind this technology, then they do it for no other reason than to gain the support of those people that want to look after the planet.
I wish it was that. It's actually because it's cheaper for them and they're going to save a whole stack of money.
Well,
but let's hope that they are also
idealist.
Yes, let's hope that they are also thinking
about
it.
I'll tell you what, I think Woolworths might also be an idealist because I've had a little chat with Greta about this whole seed thing.
Yeah, now she's your 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, my 5-year-old now. She's fabulous little piece of work, and she has an opinion on everything. And she's really given me a shot across the bow about the Woolies bringing the seeds out.
As long as we buy stuff that has seeds in it, we can grow them, and then we won't have to go to shops anymore. Okay.
Genius.
She's worked it out. There is a massive hole in that marketing plan because, you know, you give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. You give him a fishing rod and he can fish forever. We're just going to grow our own veggies and who needs to go to Woolies? 107.7
2GO. 19 our top, a coastal warning, massive swell, wind as well. 11 at the moment in Tookley, and a bushfire around Killingworth is causing some issues on the M1 this morning northbound. One lane closed. A lot of smoke around too, so please take care around the area. We'll check in with Alex Strawn from the Australian Traffic Network and get the latest in just a tick.
Do you love seafood?
I don't mind a bit of seafood.
There is a Love Seafood Festival on at Port Stephens.
Should we get some some kind of relaxing ocean sounds here for this.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I don't know how relaxing seagulls are in the background of a Love Seafood Festival.
You know what? This is amazing. The Port Stephens Weekend of Food, Wine and Jazz. It sounds amazing. So you get to eat seafood, listen to music, kick back. And right now, Rob, we've got a one-night stay for two people at the Oaks Pacific Blue Resort. It's for Saturday, August 31st.
Yep, you get two tickets to the Hot Potato Band gig at Soldiers Point Bowling Club.
And you get a Love Seafood Festival seafood lunch special for two people at the Shoal Bay Country Club. I mean, this is just a beautiful getaway for you and somebody you love. So who wants it? 13 27 10. Give us a call right now. It's going to be an amazing weekend of kicking back in the sun.
Free live jazz, stalls for, oyster
that?
Farmers, artisans, winemakers.
Oh, stop it.
Chef demonstrations.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
In about half an hour's time, the studio is going to be infiltrated by the Gosford City Rebels under 14s, our pocket rockets this month. Can't wait for that. But next, we've got to talk about this fire that's happening on the M1. We are going to talk to the Rural Fire Service Superintendent, Vicky Campbell, because fire season has been declared early, and it's easy to see why when we're hearing this morning there's a fire on, around the M1.
Yep. Well, it's dry as a bone, isn't it, out there?
It really is. So take care, northbound around Killingworth. A lot of smoke in the area, so windows up, affecting southbound as well. That's in the Killingworth area on the M1. We're talking bushfires next on 107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
107.7 2GO.
19 our top for the coast today, 11 at the moment in Shelley Beach. Coastal warning, massive swell around the coast and becoming windy as well. And I hate to say it, but perfect fire conditions. And we're seeing this morning that there is a bushfire northbound around Killingworth. So the top end of the coast, northbound lane is closed. One northbound lane, I should say, is closed on the M1. Lots of smoke around and it's affecting southbound as well. So please take care and wind up your windows in that area. And, you know, it's funny, Rob, we decided to talk to the superintendent of the district manager, basically.
Yeah, Vicky Campbell.
Of the Rural Fire Service. We were just going to talk about the fact that fire season is early, and lo and behold, we have a bushfire, so we're glad you're on the phone to us right now, Vicky. Hello and welcome.
Hi, Vicky.
Good morning, Mandy and Rob. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Can you tell us a little more about the bushfire in Killingworth at the moment?
Yeah, certainly can. It started just before 3 o'clock this morning. It started on the west side of the freeway. By the time the crews arrived, it had jumped to the east side. They managed to get on top of those spot fires over the east side of the freeway. But there's a fair bit of work now to contain it on the west side, and they're actually doing a backburning operation to bring it into some containment lines in that area. So there will be some effect on the freeway for the next few hours. There is a nor'wester blowing there, so the smoke will unfortunately blow over the freeway, but the firefighters are working hard to bring that into containment there.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, with a fire like that that starts at 3 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the night, is that started in bush area or is there residentials going on?
Start?
How did that start? Do you have any idea?
Look, obviously, we will confirm with a full fire investigation, but we believe at this stage it was a car fire in that area that started in the bushland.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, with the conditions are very dry at the moment. The fuel is very dry on the ground. So when these things start, they travel very quickly, given the fuel conditions. So, yeah, it certainly did take off at 3 o'clock this morning. There was a little bit of wind in the area. That has settled down at the moment. But, yeah,
Were due for some wind to kick in later on this morning. Are you worried about that?
Yeah, we've certainly got the forecast for the day. We are aware that the winds are going to increase through the day, and that's why the crews have been working through the early morning to put containment around this so that we can have it under control.
Look, that's good to hear. We wish them all the best to get that under control before those winds. So is this why bushfire season is being brought forward by about a month?
Yes, absolutely, Mandy and Rob. There is a statutory bushfire danger period that normally starts on the 1st of October each year for 6 months. Because we have had dry and warmer than average conditions for the past few months, and certainly the Bureau of Meteorology is predicting that will continue into the upcoming months, we've had a look at the fuel conditions and the risk across the district, and the Bushfire Management Committee has determined that we do need to start the season on the 1st of September just to manage that risk.
Sure. And with that starting early, I guess some people may be caught, I guess, a little unprepared. You should always be prepared for fire, I suppose. What are things that people can do at home?
Yeah, certainly. Well, obviously, people that are in bushfire danger areas, that live in bushfire hazardous areas, they certainly should be making sure that they've got a bushfire survival plan in place and making sure that that's updated for this season and current for their arrangements in where they live. They should also be maintaining their property, making sure they keep their area clear around their house, making sure they keep leaves and mulch and rubbish off the roofs of their house and make sure their gutters are clear. And obviously make sure that they've got hoses accessible if need be in the event that they get caught out in that situation.
Absolutely. And if you want more information about preparing a fire plan, you can visit myfireplan.com.au. I recommend you do it. Just make it something you do this weekend. Put it on the list because planning to make a plan is not a plan. You've got to do it. You've got to actually sit down and do it.
Correct.
So, yeah, yep. Look, Vicky, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great to get the update on the current bushfire around Killingworth and also great to have a timely reminder for us all to be very bushfire aware.
Mandy and Rob, can I just add quickly that locally 39 brigades, a rural fire brigade across the state, on the 14th and 15th of September is Get Ready Weekend. There's 39 brigades that are going to be open for people to go down and visit, have a look at the brigade and the equipment, but also talk to the rural fire members about what they need to do as far as preparing for the bushfire season. So if residents of Central Coast are interested in that, go to the Rural Fire Service website and it'll tell you all the stations that are participating and the times that they're open over that weekend.
Awesome. Sounds like a great family day out.
Yeah, thank you so much, indeed. Vicky. That's Rural Fire Service District Manager Superintendent Vicky Campbell with the latest on the Killingworth bushfire.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 11 is where we are at the moment weather-wise, and 19 is where we're going. It's going to be sunshiny. There's a coastal warning, massive swell, some wind kicking in about 11, which is not great news for the bushfire happening on the M1, Killingworth, at the very top end of the coast before you get to Newey. Now, it's causing some issues bumper to bumper after Freeman's Waterhole northbound. One lane is closed. There's lots of smoke in the area. The fireys are onto it. There's a little bit of backburning going on. We just heard from the Rural Fire Service, and they are working very hard to contain this before those winds kick in. Southbound affected too, but the run into Sydney is looking pretty good at the moment. Now, we need a little bit of jazz for this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to start scatting?
Stop it. Okay, stop it. This is all about... This isn't about you scatting. This is about Port Stephens.
Yeah, this is the Taste Port Stephens weekend of food, wine and jazz, the 31st of August and the 1st of September. What a weekend. This is going to be seafood. It's going to be live jazz. It's going to be wine, chef demonstrations. I mean, there's Father's Day competitions. It is going to be absolutely beautiful. And just a moment ago, we said if you wanted to win a one-night stay for two people at the Oaks Pacific Blue Resort to give us a call.
Sorry.
Greg gave us a call. Greg from Baddow Bay, you lucky thing. You awesome human.
Well done,
human.
Greg.
Well done. So he's going with Kerry,
with his partner.
With his partner,
Kerry. And yes. You know what she does? She makes him a cup of coffee every morning before he goes to work, and he loves her for it.
And now he's going to take her away for a bit of seafood and jazz.
It's the simple things that you do because you love someone and you don't even want thanks. But here they are going to Port Macquarie for a weekend for two, for a fabulous time, sharing the jazz, sharing the love, sharing the seafood, feeding the pelicans.
I don't think feeding the pelicans is going to be high on their list, but done to Greg and Kerry.
Could be a euphemism.
Enjoy the weekend away and enjoy the jazz. Let's scat our way to the traffic.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Hope your morning's off to a great start. Certainly if you're heading northbound, be careful. Bumper to bumper after the Freeman's Waterhole area, as there is a bushfire in the Killingworth area. A lot of smoke around and traffic is really backed up there. So please, windows up, take care, everybody. The fireys are trying to get it under control with some backburning before the winds arrive later this morning.
Not the morning to smell the roses because they smell like smoke.
Yeah, exactly. I am so excited. We've been doing this for some time. The Pocket Rockets, where we really just shine a light on kids who are doing sport around the Central Coast.
Yeah, sucking it up and getting on with it.
Yeah, so we've got a great team to introduce to you next. They are full of beans. They're already here. We're going to get them in the studio very, very soon. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Music that makes you feel good right now with some Cheap Trick. 107.7 2GO.
107.7
2GO. Pocket Rockets. It's a team effort with Bing Lee and 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Proudly cheering on our kids having a go on the weekend.
This is so exciting. The studio is full of a bunch of 14-year-old girls. It's the Gosford City Rebels. Hello!
Awesome.
Oh, so good to have you here.
We have never had this many people in the studio at once, and Mandy is by far the shortest one in here. These girls are 14 years old, is that correct?
Is there anyone shorter than me? I don't think there's anyone shorter than me here.
It's because they're a basketball team.
That's right. They are a basketball team. We've got Sophie, Annabelle, Juliet, Dakota, Kira, Georgina, Jamie Lee, Zoe, Mia, Jess and Tim, the coach. Welcome, everybody. How long, Jess, let's get you on the microphone. How long have you guys been together?
Since the start of this year.
So only since the start of this year. Okay.
Okay, can I just pull you up there? You've been together a year and you're about to compete in the Nationals down in Ballarat. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty huge achievement. How are you all feeling? Are you feeling nervous or are you feeling confident?
I think we're all pretty excited and confident.
That's great to hear. And Tim, your coach, is here as well. Welcome, Tim. Now, a team that's not been together for very long, how did you pull this off?
No, it's all the girls. They've just got great excitement. They bring it every week and, you know, really proud of them. They're a special group. I mean, to achieve this is really awesome, really.
They really talented bunch. I'm my best friends still are the guys that I played basketball with when I was 14. So you guys are now forming lifelong friendships, and you're part of something really special. To go and compete in the Nationals is extraordinary.
And there's nothing better than beating the Victorians. Who doesn't want to beat the Victorians, right?
Yeah.
Let's not forget the Queenslanders.
Oh, yeah, them
give
too.
It to them too.
Exactly, nice. Exactly. Who is the tallest in the team? Sorry, I'm obsessed with the tall thing. Jess. Georgina? No, Jess. Okay. Righto. So are you the people that shoot the most? Are you the goal shooters?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of?
Goal shooters. They hit the boards, Mandy. That's what they do.
Sorry, I don't know the lingo.
That's right. Hard on the boards, girls. Rebounds, win baskets.
Look at old mate trying to coach here.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's right.
Okay, well, I don't know whether we've warned you about this, but every time we do the Pocket Rockets, Rob sings a song. He just takes it upon himself to come up with a team song. So he's written, are you excited? I can see they're not looking excited, Rob. They're not looking excited.
You know, this one, you may not run with this. Your mums and dads may be better off running with this one. It's one of those things that you'll be hearing on the sidelines. You'll really feel, you know, full of pride.
Okay, it away, Rob. Here we go.
Gosford City Rebels play with plenty of guts, and that's the way that they become a team jam-packed with might. With the Nationals fast approaching, they're working hard with coaching, fine-tuning for the fight. The under-14 Rebels were formed just this year, and the girls have a target, that much is quite clear. Now it's time to heed the call and zero in on basketball. The Gosford City Rebels shining bright.
Yes!
Oh, I ran out of breath.
Wow, we kind of got faster with our claps there. You did very well.
That's all right.
So that's one for the dads and the mums to sing on the sideline. And I believe we have Barb from Bing Lee here. Come on in, Barb.
Hi,
I know there's
how
a lot
you
of
going?
Hi, there's a lot of people in the studio, but lovely to have you with us as well. Bing Lee, such huge supporters of our Pocket Rockets, and we've been very grateful for you over the last few weeks.
Yeah, look, we're all about the community and these girls, I tell you what. Nationals in within a year.
I can't
believe that.
I know.
And how pretty they all are. I just can't believe how gorgeous they all look.
Talented,
so
sporty.
Talented and good looking.
Yes.
Loving.
Yes.
Love it. So, yeah, it's all about giving back $500 to you girls for equipment, whatever you want to do, trips to Nationals.
Yeah.
Bing Lee, that's what we do. We support the community.
Fantastic. Yep. Let's give Bing Lee a round of applause
good
as well.
Good on you, Bing Lee. Tell you what, confidence is a very attractive thing.
So, Jess, $500 to take to the Nationals. I mean, I think, you know, there's lollies you need to buy. What else are you going to put on the list there? Yeah. You're going to put it towards your national trip?
Yeah. I think we're putting it towards our transport and uniforms.
Transport and uniforms. See, Bingley, thank you so much. Bingley supporting our little Pocket Rockets in local sport on the Central Coast. Girls, thank you so much for coming in. Tim, great job. Barb from Bingley, wonderful to have you on board for Pocket Rockets. We wish you all the best. Now, who's going to call us and tell us if you go well in the Nationals? Tim, are you going to call us and let us know how the girls
absolutely.
Go?
Just want to say a big thank you to Bing Lee. That's awesome to be able to support with community sport like this. It's unreal. And Rob, we might have to take that team song when we get a win up. Yeah.
We're going
to have to pull that one out. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Tim. You're
beautiful.
All hot.
Yeah. Great to see you, girls. So we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
107.7 2GO. Love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Good morning. Keep it on 107.7 2GO. We'll keep you updated with that bushfire happening at Killingworth in the top end of the Central Coast and let you know when it's under control and what's going on. The latest you can find with us here on 2GO and also on the 2GO Facebook page. So the fireys are doing a great job and trying to contain it with some back burning at this point. So that's good news.
Let's hopefully hope before the wind comes.
Yes, that's which, I think we're all worried about the wind picking up a little later on, but we'll keep you updated here on 2GO. Next, we're going to catch up with NRL legend and friend of the show, Peter Sterling, with all your NRL tips for this week. Going to talk to him about Nathan Brown's resignation from the Knights as well. It's 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 12 degrees at the moment in Mannering Park. 19 is where we're going. Coastal warning for the Central Coast, hazardous surf conditions, and there's a bushfire at the north end of the coast, Killingworth, causing problems on the M1. One lane is open. Delay your journey to Newcastle. Big problems as you go past Freeman's Waterhole. A lot of smoke in the area as well. The fireys are on scene, and we'll keep you updated on 107.7 2GO, so keep your eye on our Facebook page. Right now, it's time to catch up with this guy.
Slater, he dummies. Beautiful basketball pass.
You want the best NRL tips in 2019? You've got them right now on 2GO. These are Sterlo selections.
NRL legend and friend of the show, Peter Sterling. Good morning.
Hey, Peter.
Good morning, Mandy. Morning, Rob. How you doing?
We are fabulous. Of course, the talk at the moment is all about Nathan Brown, coach of the Knights' resignation. We have a little bit of audio here of something he said yesterday in a press conference.
When I first came to the club, I said to my wife, with the starting spot where we were definitely going to run last for the first 2 years. I said, the reality is, fairy tale probably won't be me. There'll be another club that'll have an old roster that's been ruined and someone will get me to come in and try and fix it up because that's the job that I do.
He's a real repairman, Sterlo, and he's sort of alluded to the fact that he's eradicated the party culture at the club and now where footy preparation is now number one, whereas it used to be number three or four priority for some of these players. What do you reckon?
It's a little bit like you guys, isn't it? Like you used to be the party guys, and now you know you've settled down, and you know, there is
more business.
Palmer hasn't settled down. This guy still parties hard. Let me tell you,
we need a barbecue, Sterlo.
Oh, look, he's a class act, and he's handled this magnificently. And you know, I think I've said to you before, there are only two types of coaches: the ones who have been sacked and the ones who are waiting to be. Well, he's kind of belied that a little bit because he's seen the writing on the wall and he's got in early and said that, you know, mutually, let's finish up at the end of this year. I've done the job that I wanted to do, and I think as he pointed out in that you know short clip that you had then, that he might not be there to enjoy the labours. Or the fruits of his labour, sorry. And,
yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's the way it's turned out. But he's done a great job. You know, it's easy to forget just what a basket case Newcastle were when he took over. They were at rock bottom. They were putting wooden spoons back to back. It was an unattractive place for players to come. Well, in the period of time he's been there, and it's been, 4 years, they now have five current State of Origin players in their lineup. And they've got a young hooker coming up from Cronulla next year, Jaden Brayley, who's going to be a really good acquisition for them. They're on the way up, you know, and I still think they can play finals football this year. I think they'll win their last three games.
Okay.
And it just might be that they sneak into that top eight.
So wow.
He's handled it magnificently, and like I say, he's just a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction, you know, the cleaner. He comes in, cleans it up, gets it running good, gets rid of the evidence, and then they can keep driving, you know?
And then goes out for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. With a briefcase. All right, well, the Eels have got a massive game tonight, lots to play for. How are you feeling about the game against the Doggies tonight, Sterlo?
Yeah, it's one of my pick-out games, this one. Doggies have won five of the last seven. They've found some form. And Parramatta still have an opportunity to finish top four. They're only out of fourth position on percentages. Really tough game. I'm actually not working tonight, but I'm going down to watch this one, and I think I'll be watching my old team record another victory, albeit a very tight one. The other standout game, certainly the Broncos-Rabbitohs.
The old coaches have had a shot at each other. Obviously, Anthony Seibold was in charge of South last year. He swapped with Wayne Bennett. No love lost between the two. I'm actually going to South to show some form. They were terrible last week against Canterbury. Didn't score a try. When was the last time South Sydney didn't cross for at least a try in a game? Well, it was last week. I think they'll turn that around to some degree and come up with a much better performance. And I like the last game of the weekend, Raiders and the Seagulls down in the National Capital. Canberra went to Melbourne last week, were 18-0 down, had two players in the sin bin in the first 40 minutes at Amy Park and won.
Wow.
Never happened before. That for their confidence, that will just put them through the roof, and I think they'll beat Manly. So, another big round, 3 weeks to go, and pretty much every game has an influence on those top eight positions.
They certainly do. All right, well, thank you, Stella. Enjoy watching the game, the Eels-Doggies game tonight. Thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to getting the rest of your tips on the Facebook page, on the 2GO Facebook page.
No worries. No more partying, you guys, all right?
You sound like you've been partying. You're a bit hoarse today, Stella.
My voice is fading. I've reached puberty, finally.
It's NRL legend, Stella, and if you want to check out all those tips, you can find them on the 2GO Facebook page at 2GOFM. Brian Hilton Motor Group is the home of used cars with over 200 available. Search brianhilton.com.au.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 19, our top today. Hazardous surf warning for the Central Coast, currently 12 in Duralong. There is a bushfire too. The top end of the coast, the northernmost part of the coast, Killingworth. Now, northbound lanes have been affected on the M1. It's apparently bumper to bumper around Freeman's Waterhole. Delay your journey to Newcastle or go an alternate route if you can. The fireys are in the process of containing it. Let's hope they can do that before the winds pick up. We're going to get some winds kick in late this morning as well. It's time to talk to a guy who's doing something extraordinary. His name's Brian Dorfling. We chatted to him a few months ago, Rob. He's about to embark on a 1,000-kilometre walk to bring awareness to mental health and its issues in Australia. He joins us right now. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Mandy and Rob, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Great. Great to talk to you again. Have you been training since we spoke to you last?
Well, last time you asked that question, it's the same answer. No.
Unreal, mate.
In a way, I've been training from about 9 months old. You know, I started walking at about 9 months old. So I guess that's kind of training for this journey, isn't it?
One step at a time. Now, do you have enough sneakers? How many pairs do you expect to go through on your 1,000-kilometre walk from Budgerywoy to Brisbane?
Sneakers or Snickers?
Yeah, Snickers. Both.
Okay, well, I've got about 16 Mars bars, 4 Kit Kats, 2 Bounties and one Snickers bar pack, Mandy.
Yeah.
So that's about...
You can survive 30 days in an ice cave with a Mars bar, I've heard.
Fantastic.
I've seen the ads, Rob. I've seen the ads. Good. TV doesn't lie.
Now, Brian, just to get serious for a second, you're doing this. You're walking 1,000 kilometres to bring awareness to mental health, which is an issue that has affected you over your lifetime. How long do you anticipate this is going to take you?
I've got 42 days, Mandy, from the day I leave, which is tomorrow, the 23rd of August, until I get to Brisbane and partake in Australia's largest annual mental health awareness walk called Walk for Awareness in Brisbane.
Yeah, wow.
42 days before I have to be there. So 41, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't want to get there on the morning of.
That's right.
No, that would suck.
No one wants to get off a long-haul flight and go to work the next day.
Hey, Rob, I don't really like going to work much at all. I don't do a lot of work. You know?
You just keep walking.
Long-haul flight or none.
Well, you like Forrest Gump. You like the Australian version of Forrest Gump, which is fabulous.
Yeah, I heard you guys are... referring to me as a road runner. I don't plan on doing any running whatsoever.
No,
just walking, road walker.
Remember Keithy, the shuffler?
Oh, it was Cliff.
Cliffy Young.
Cliff Young, the old guy that was like a marathon runner. Anyway, that'll be you in a few years' time, Dorf.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll definitely be the old part, but I don't know about the marathon runner, but we'll see, the older guy.
So listen, just talk us through what happens tomorrow. You kick off this 1,000K walk tomorrow. Is it starting at the crack of dawn? Are you getting up and people waving you off as you walk down your driveway? How does it work?
So tomorrow morning, we haven't really set the time. I've got a few friends joining me and we just have to figure out the logistics. Some of them have kids and obligations, so we might be leaving at about 9:30, 10.
Yep.
And if that's the case, we're going to walk straight down to the Coast Hotel and have a beer to start the trip. and then and then walk. If we leave earlier, then we'll have to wait to Catherine Hill Bay to have our first refreshing ale.
Yes.
But yeah, we're going to walk to Caves Beach or Swansea, depending on the time.
Yep.
Through the national park, up and down those hills, through the bush track. A nice, it's a big walk. It's going to take quite a few hours, you know, maybe seven, eight hours with lunch.
Yep.
And, yeah, stop at Caves Beach or Swansea for some dinner.
Well, look, you sound like you are so chilled and relaxed about it. We are absolutely pumped for you. We want to hear from you as you're walking. We know it's going to take 42 days, so please make sure you give us a call from somewhere in your travels, because we wish you all the best tomorrow as you head off on your 1,000-kilometre walk for awareness for mental health in Australia.
Brian, go well.
Brian Dorfling.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, thank you so much, Mandy and Rob. I really appreciate your support, and I'd love to do a weekly update with you guys. You know, I can tell you some stories, how my feet are feeling. I can tell you now they're probably going to be feeling sore, but, you know, I'd love to chat with you and check in.
Okay, we'll do that as you go on your journey. All the very best, and thanks for joining us this morning. That's Brian Dorfling, Dorf as he likes to be called, who's going on an epic walk from Budgiewa to Brisbane starting tomorrow, 1,000 Ks for mental health in Australia.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. Hazardous surf warning for the coast today. There's also a bushfire, Killingworth and Freeman's Waterhole. One northbound lane is open on the M1. Delay your journey to Newcastle or go a different way. The delays are now stretching back to Currumbong and Morisset. Looking okay on the M1 southbound into Sydney, but definitely affecting the north end of the Central Coast. A lot of smoke around as well. We're heading for 19, 12 degrees at the moment in Woi Woi Bay. And if you see anything in your travels, 13, 27, 10, keep it on 2GO. We'll keep you updated with what's happening with that bushfire.
Yes, plenty of parents will know this comment. Never ever put a knife or anything in the toaster.
Yes.
Right? You say that to your kids. You just, and when you say it, you're desperate for them to listen and understand the seriousness of electrocution, right? That comes from, you know, you would never do it. Anyway, my son the other day impressed me to no end. He's 14 years old and I saw him with the toaster. And the toast was in there, and you know when the piece of toast is so small it doesn't pop up properly?
Yes, it's so annoying.
Yeah. So instead of, I would normally just flick the button and make the toast fly in the air and try and catch it in the air like a seagull.
Like a ninja.
Yeah, like a ninja. But he was trying to get it out and he'd taken the plug out. I saw him with these tongs at the toaster. I said, mate, he goes, Dad, it's unplugged and the tongs have rubber handle.
Oh, wow.
And I said, son, and I clapped him. I went, Griff, mate, that's fantastic. I'm proud of you.
Mm.
Great work. He goes, yes, Dad, plastic is a great insulator.
Oh, wow.
I thought, you
fantastic
just...
Fantastic that he's thinking about this.
Thinking about insulation, thinking about the power being unplugged, not just switched off. You don't just switch it off at the...
Unplug it.
Unplug it altogether. So he was getting his toast in the best way possible, right? And I thought, you are the best. And it made me think back to, well, when I have not been so clever. Possibly the dumbest I've ever been, actually.
Okay.
And I was very lucky. Mm. And before I start this, I just want to say, never, kids, never do this because it was dumb.
It was stupid.
It was dumb.
You were young and dumb.
But I feel like I need to share it.
Okay.
Just for, you know, because I've been a fool with an appliance.
Pass the wisdom down.
Yeah. Now, forget the toaster. Let's think about the blender.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop it. That's a bad...
Is this going to make us feel ill while we eat our breakfast?
Oh, stop the blender, please.
Okay.
I can't hold the blade when it's spinning. So when I was 14, no, I must have been similar age, I was curious to know because you'd see these things blend bananas and go, wow, it's amazing. And I went, I wonder if it's really that strong.
Oh.
So I stuck my hand inside a blender up to my just below the elbow.
That
so you're
sentence,
right in it.
That sentence.
I know. And I held the blade.
What are you like?
And I thought, okay, I've got this. I want to see how strong this is. Oh. And I pressed blend.
What do you mean? Oh my God. Rob Palmer, you're freaking me
Stop
out.
It. So I freaked out as well. And as I pressed blend and the noise came and the motor went, and I went, oh no. And I could feel it. I could feel myself holding it, but I could feel it really wanting to turn. Oh. And I've just ejected my hand as fast as I could. Whoop, pulled it out.
Oh.
And luckily, like the blade came round and it just took the end of one finger, right?
God.
Just the end. So it was a deep cut. But I was very, very lucky. And
you were very, very stupid.
Stupid is probably probably, wow. Yeah, the word that really springs to mind.
I'm not coping with this.
I know. So anyway, this it was just curiosity as a kid. So please don't be curious, kids.
Not with appliances.
Ever. I'm lucky to have my fingers after doing that.
Yes.
Because it would have torn me up like a banana. But it got me, you know, when have you done something stupid with an appliance?
You want to feel better. By getting other people to
I'm sure other people have done things with appliances. Okay. You know, maybe it's your dryer, maybe it's your whatever.
Okay, I've got one quick example for you.
Please.
My mum decided to dry my school uniform in the microwave because she thought that by putting the uniform in the microwave, it would dry it. This is when microwaves were kind of new back in the 80s and the buttons caught fire. So that was a great day at school for me. It's music that makes you feel good for your Thursday morning. 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. The M1 not so good, especially northbound this morning. There's a bushfire at Killingworth affecting traffic northbound into Newcastle. One lane is open. Delay your journey if you can. Delays right back to Currumbong and heading towards Morisset. There is a bushfire there. We'll keep you updated with that as the morning goes on. Hazardous surf warning as well. It's all happening. 19 our top today. The wind's picking up about 11 a.m. Currently 12 degrees in Bluehaven.
My son recently impressed me to no end when he took the toast out of the toaster that he couldn't quite reach with his hand by unplugging the toaster first and then using tongs as far as going to have a rubber handle so that he would be protected from electric shock. Beautiful. I remembered doing something far more stupid when I was a kid, and that was trying to stop the blender blades with my hand.
I was
lucky to keep my fingers. So we've put it out there. What have you done that was stupid with an appliance? And Sandra from Woongarra has called. Sandra, what did you do?
Good morning. It wasn't me. It was my mum back in the day.
Yeah.
We never had dryers. So my mum, when things weren't dry, she would throw them in the oven, and that's where my school socks ended up, on a baking tray.
Good on her.
Were the school socks, you know how baking trays kind of get a little coating of fat on them? And like, did you end up having school socks that smelt like roast pork?
No, not really, but they were a bit crispy.
Lucky they didn't ignite.
Oh, my goodness me. That's fantastic. I love that story. Let's go to Wyong now. And Barbara. Hello,
hi, Barbara.
Hi, how's everybody there today?
We're fabulous.
We're alive.
Yeah, and Rob still has his fingers.
That's good.
Yes.
I know I've done things like that too as a child.
Have you?
But anyway.
What did you do?
What I done, I was only about 9 and I had really long hair right down my back, and Mum was having a cup of tea or something, talking with a friend in the kitchen, and I washed my hair and I come in to get her to help me dry it because it was so thick, and she just said off the top of her head, oh, go and put your hair through the wringer. So we had a little Hoover washing machine, and the little roller was on the top, and you just have to turn the handle. So I did. So my face was down in the washing machine, and the back of my hair had gone, and it took them hours and hours because one roller went one way and the other roller went the other. So
your hair was stuck in the washing machine.
Oh. Well, you stood up over it, and you put your, you know, you used to pull your clothes out of the washing machine and feed it through. Well, I did that, and I wrung it, and I couldn't move.
Oh, my God!
You could only feed it through as far as your head.
Because they were going to cut all my hair off. Took hours and hours, so I never did it a second time.
How am I going to get my head out of this?
What a fantastic story. We're going to send you along to see Aretha Franklin's never-before-seen music documentary. Watch Amazing Grace. It's in cinemas August 29.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Thank
well
you.
Done. No worries
Good
at all.
Good on you, Barbara.
And, no more wringing hair out in washing machines, in wringers, no more putting hands in blenders, no more toast. Everybody just...
Stop baking clothes.
Be cool.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Top of 19 today, sunshine, bit of wind. Hazardous surf, stay away from the coast. Currently 14 in Forresters Beach. And there is a fire at the north end of the M1, Killingworth. Delays on the M1 due to just one lane being open. So delay your journey to Newcastle or take the Pacific Highway. 5K delays back to Morisset and Currumbong. Just take care. And, you know, there's a lot of smoke around, so be careful if you're asthmatic around that area as well. We got wind of a movie that just looked incredible called Watch the Sun. Sunset. Now, it's being screened at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre on Monday night at 7 p.m. before being released nationally and being released exclusively on Stan later this month. Made by a chap from Kingcumber. It's Mick Godson. Hello, Mick.
G'day, Mick.
Hello. Hello, guys. How are you?
We're fabulous. Now, the reason we wanted to talk about this, well, firstly, it's getting huge accolades, 4.5 stars everywhere. But also, you shot this film in one shot, is that right?
That's right, one single take for the entirety of it. All that is effectively we pressed go and recording at the very start and did not hit stop until the very end, which was 90 minutes later.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Something like that is extraordinarily difficult. I've done scenes where you'll do the opening shot for a show like Room for Improvement, where they go from the bathroom to the lounge room to the laundry, and each person is saying a different thing and they all intertwine into one shot. And we are patting ourselves on the back thinking, wow, we got that out. Amazing. And that lasts 30 seconds. You've done 89 minutes of this.
The way that we approached it is because all of us that were in the cast, we weren't filmmakers before we started this. We're very, very amateur. But we were actors. We studied acting down in Melbourne. And so we just treated the whole thing like a theatre show.
Was there a time as the director that you went, oh, that didn't quite make it, but we're pushing on?
Yeah, every single take. So we gave ourselves 4 days, well, 5 days. The first day was a dress rehearsal. The first time that the actors, the crew, the town, everyone had ever done it. Because we had compartmentalized each scene. So we actually go across 9 locations. So we have a scene inside a school, so we'd practice that. Or we have a scene inside a church, so we'd practice that. But we'd never connected all of them. And so when we get to the dress rehearsal the first day, I think the most dramatic thing that happened to us was that it's all about this guy that's trying to escape his bikey past and he's trying to get to his estranged family before they get to him. And so it's really high stakes. So you probably wouldn't have, as a character, your seatbelt on. So the cop saw that, pulled us over, and realised, oh, the DOP is from the town that we shot in, Kerrang. Hey, Damien, just put your seatbelt on, off you go. But what they didn't know was that we had all these fake silicone guns in the back and they look really hectic. So that was probably the most intense thing that we had.
Oh, my goodness me. And how many takes did you do?
We have... Technically, we have 4 films because we did it 4 times. I remember the first day that we were all like, you know, this is it. We're ready to go. Nothing will stop us except for a major injury or anything like that. And the first day, we were shooting on a Steadicam gimbal, which kind of takes out a lot of the bumps as you walk. Mm. And that really stuffed up on the first day. And so we didn't tell anyone that that was another dress run. But, yeah, so technically we have, 3.5 films.
That's amazing. You're getting some serious accolades overseas. What's been the most satisfying win so far?
The fact that this has been able to go around the world and then come back. And the reason why the cinema screenings are occurring is because we've been picked up by Stan. And I think that's the biggest thing for us. Stan, which is a homegrown kind of streaming service, were able to see us and say, we want you to be part of our service. I think that's
a massive
probably
win.
The biggest thing.
That's
yeah.
huge. Congratulations. And you're from right here on the Central Coast and you've gone around the world with this film and coming back to show it at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre, 26th of August, where there's a Q&A with you guys at 7 p.m. in Avoca. Thank you so much for joining us. What a successful story. We love hearing these good news stories on 2GO.
Mick, great work, pal.
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you guys giving us the time.
And if you'd like to see Watch the Sunset Monday night at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre, 7 p.m. with a Q&A with the filmmakers.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. If you enjoyed that, stick around. Mickey D is in very soon with plenty of tunes to keep you moving through your workday. He'll also be giving you the next opportunity to win the most cash on the Central Coast. With the secret sound now worth $21,400. But the big news this morning is the bushfire at Killingworth. Now, we are hearing, Rob, that the M1 has now been closed both directions at Killingworth.
That does not happen every day.
No, it does not. And it is serious. So a lot of smoke around. The fireys are there. They are trying to contain it. There's a bit of backburning going on. We heard earlier this morning from the superintendent of the Rural Fire Service, Vicky Campbell, that they are containing it. They're trying to get it under control before the winds pick up. later this morning.
Yep.
So you will not be able to get through to Newcastle if you're on the M1 now. Unfortunately, you are stuck. But if you need to come south to the coast from Newcastle, you'll have to try and go an alternate way. But things not looking good. Keep it on 2GO all day. We'll have updates for you. We'll bring you the latest as it happens. Mickey D's on it, I can assure you. And keep your eye on the 2GO Facebook page as well.
Plenty to catch up on if you missed it today on the app.
Yes, absolutely. And we will see you for a big Friday show tomorrow. In the meantime, take care.